who's wanted on the phone. It's Isabel again.
That girl's called 5 times in the last hour.
Well, Guy, a girl has to have some social life.
Social life? She gets more calls than a bookie.
Hey, Mom, can we go bowling tonight?
Who's we?
Who we?
Us. That's all I need, bowling.
Well, it'd really top off the day, Mom.
Jeff, my day started at 6:45 and consisted of 4 breakfasts, 2 lunches, 4 dinners, some shopping, a hospital committee meeting, some extra ironing. And the one thing I can think of that I'd rather not do tonight is to spend the evening throwing a heavy black ball.
You think that'd go?
A good way to find out would be to ask.
Okay. Hey, Dad, you feel like bowling?
Nope.
Gee, nobody around here feels like doing anything.
You managed to keep busy.
Muscle building. Look at this, Dad. You won't believe this, but it says he was once 125. Then he worked out with the dumbbells regularly, and now he's 185.
Look, a day over 90.
185 pounds.
That's nothing. I once weighed 8 pounds. Never picked up a dumbbell in my life, and now I weigh 170.
You don't look like him.
You can say that again.
There is so much to do, I'll never be ready.
For what?
We were all going to Isabel's tonight, but now she's not feeling well, so the gang's coming here. Is there anything in the refrigerator?
Food? Well, you just had dinner.
We'll have to serve something, Daddy. Mother, what can we fix?
Mary, my day, which began at 6:45, consisted of 4 breakfasts, 2 lunches, 4 dinners, various pots and pans.
You think in an emergency you get a little cooperation, but I'll fix something.
Well, there goes the quiet evening at home.
Honestly, I have to pick up after Jeff every place he goes. Now he's leading booby traps around.
He's growing up. I feel like a social secretary. Mary Stone's residence. Yes, she is, Roger. Just a moment.
Aren't you going to call her?
It'll never occur to Mary that it could be for anyone else.
Who is it?
Roger's 3rd time at back.
Hello, Roger. Oh, good. And don't forget to bring your records, especially the new ones by Ding Dong Danny.
Ding Dong Danny?
Greatest. Mother, are you sure you don't want to help?
I'm positive. I'm going to sleep.
You want
to
bet?
Honey, are you asleep?
Surely, you must be kidding.
Go ask them to hold it down a little, huh?
Why are they allowed to stay up so late?
Honey, they're not up late. We just went to bed early.
Oh.
Would you like some warm milk?
I hate warm milk.
Alex, what's wrong with us?
No, it's just one of those days, I guess.
No, it's not just a day. We've been like this for over a week. I've been irritable and uncooperative. You haven't been a barrel of laughs yourself.
Okay, I'm sure there's an all-night bowling alley somewhere. Let's go.
But Alex, I'm serious. Been edgy and impatient with the children.
Yeah, I guess you're right. You know what we need? We need to get away for a while.
But your vacation's not due for 3 months.
No, I don't mean our regular vacation. Let's get away for a few days, just to break the routine. Well, you know, even our vacation is part of the routine. We go every year at the same time, right on schedule. And if we feel like getting away right now, why not just go?
Oh, Alex, I'd love it.
All right, we'll do it.
Honey, it's a wonderful idea.
What?
Honey, I don't know how to say this. Could we go without the children?
Well, of course, that's the whole idea.
Oh, but that's terrible.
Oh, it's not terrible at all. I love them just as much as you do, but we love each other, too. And with your taking care of the house and my taking care of other people's children, well, we... You know what's the matter with us?
What?
We're out of sorts because we miss each other.
All right,
we'll compromise. We'll go somewhere on Thursday, we'll have 2 days together, and the kids can come up on Saturday.
Well, can you get away?
Well, I can ask Dr. Simpson to take my cases.
All right, I'll ask Aunt Agnes to come and stay with the kids.
Good, and we'll find a new place, someplace we've never been before. Just relax.
Oh, Dr. Stone, are you sure your intentions are honorable? Honey, have you been working out with Jeff's dumbbells?
Hey, what are all those?
Well, we're going away, aren't we?
Not sure. But it's not vacation time yet.
I think your father has an announcement to make.
Those famous world travelers, the intrepid Stones, are about to embark on another adventurous jaunt.
Another? Where have we been?
What's more important, where are we going?
Yeah, that's just what we're about to decide now.
Oh, great. Hey, they all look neat.
Mother, here's a pretty place, look.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's mainly for golfers, I think. What about this? The manor house, for those who demand the best.
I don't think I'm that demanding. Besides, it looks pretentious.
This looks good.
Lakeview Lodge, the ideal spot to go to get away from it all, overlooking glorious Crystal Lake.
Varied activities, fishing. Hey, that sounds sharp.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Excellent cuisine, comfortable cottages, all modern facilities and conveniences under the direct supervision of the proprietor, smiling Charlie Cooper and his wife, Sunny.
The Coopers certainly look happy and contented.
And the place looks beautiful and varied activities. It sounds like the sort of place Isabel went to last year with her folks. Oh, they had a wonderful social director there who introduced her to lots of wonderful boys.
Boys? They got fishing.
Yeah.
Should we try it?
Yeah, let's.
Oh, great. When are we going?
Well, your mother and I thought we'd leave Thursday morning.
Oh, that's neat. Only 3 days of school.
Not exactly. We're leaving Thursday morning, and you'll leave Saturday morning.
Well, they won't miss me at school, honest.
They might even be glad to get rid of you, but we won't give them that satisfaction.
I guess I better go check over my equipment.
Now, remember, Jeff, this isn't a 3-month expedition. You've only got 2 days.
It sure seems strange, you and Daddy going away alone.
What's so strange about our wanting to be alone together for a couple of days?
Because you're married.
She makes it sound like marriage is the end of romance.
Well, you never really understand what marriage is until you're married. Mm. And then it's too late. I'm Dr. Stone, and this is Mrs. Stone.
Nice to know you. I'm Charlie Cooper.
Did you get my wire?
Yes, and I can fit you up real nice.
Good.
Cottage 3. I'll help you with your bags. Now, large bedroom's in there.
Uh-huh.
And this is the other one. I guess you folks will be rattling around in all this room.
Well, our children are coming up on Saturday.
What time is dinner, Mr. Cooper?
In about 20 minutes. Yeah. Well, if you need anything, just holler.
Right.
Thank you.
Did this can't be the large bedroom. It is.
Good evening.
Just check in?
Yeah, just a little while ago.
Lots of luck.
How long have you been here?
Since yesterday. Seems like years.
What's the trouble?
Ask us after you've had dinner.
Do you have the feeling that we've been ambushed?
Oh, they're probably just the demanding sort who wouldn't be satisfied any place.
Evening, folks.
Good evening.
You're Dr. and Mrs. Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm Sunny.
A little cloudy tonight.
What did I tell you?
Oh, boy, and that pie.
She made such a point of it being homemade.
You'd think she'd hate to admit it.
We're trying so hard.
Yeah.
Look at the lake through the trees.
Mm. Getting a little chilly out here. Would you like to go in?
Mm-hmm. Let's build a fire and get comfortable.
Okay.
Hey, do something.
Oh. Oh, open the window.
Yes, all right. Honey, I can't budge it.
You know, I think the safest thing to do in this place is to go to bed.
Honey, would you open the window, please?
I can try.
Thank you, dear.
Ding Dong Danny sounded better than that.
Honey, is there a screen on the window?
Yeah, four holes. Shall I close the window?
Should we go home?
It's too late for that. Besides, I want to try the fishing in the morning.
Well, you can say one thing for these accommodations.
What?
They're no worse than the cuisine.
Bright and early.
Yeah.
Must be real relaxing-like and quiet up here without all them city noises.
Well, it's different.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What are you going to have for breakfast?
What's safe? I mean good.
You ought to try her huckleberry flapjacks. There's something you won't forget for a long time.
Well, why don't we just have some coffee first and then we'll think about it.
Coffee and you'll think about it.
Thank you.
I still don't believe it. How could I go wrong ordering boiled eggs?
I wonder who took the photographs of this place.
Why?
Because if I ever have my picture taken, he's the one.
Well, I know I'm out of my mind, but I'm going to try glorious Crystal Lake. Coming along?
Nope, I'm going to take a nap.
I can't imagine why.
Hi, dear.
It figured. Not a nibble. What have you been doing?
Oh, nothing. Just wandering around. Honey, you won't believe it, but there isn't a single solitary thing to do here.
I believe it. I've had bad news.
What?
It's lunchtime.
Honey, it's got to be better than dinner and breakfast. Come on.
For the children in the morning.
And I'll fix up them things you said was... You said was broke.
Mr. Cooper, I'm afraid our plans have changed.
Yes, we're very sorry.
It'll be all right, Sonny. You see, we was hoping that this year might be different.
Like to stay, but...
But it ain't very good, is it?
It isn't that. We just can't make a go of it. We've tried hard, too. This was 6 years ago. Everything looked so bright then. But I guess we shouldn't have started.
Why did you?
Well, we had a small farm up north. But all my life, I've wanted to own a little vacation place. It was sort of lonely where we was.
Charlie likes people. He always said if he had a place like this, it would seem like having company all the time. And I like the idea of helping people have a good time, too. We really didn't care about making a lot of money. Just enough to get along.
Well, it certainly must have cost something to buy this place.
Yes, well, we had a little saved up, and with selling the farm, we was able. We fixed it up ourselves. It was real nice. You can tell from the pictures. Mm-hmm.
Sure, it was very pretty. The first year wasn't so bad. But ever since, I guess it just wasn't a good idea.
Oh, it was a lovely idea.
Well, I imagine running a resort is a pretty special kind of business.
Yes, we found that out.
We're sorry if you're disappointed. We should have closed up. But we wanted to give it just one more year.
I'll help you with your bags when you're ready. Sure, glad your plans got changed again. Dr. Stone, go to the station?
Mm-hmm. How far is it?
Oh, about 12
Mother.
Miles. Oh, I reckon this is them now.
Oh, Mother, hi.
Hi, Mary, honey.
Hi. Oh, you must be Mr. Cooper, the social director.
Well, the name is Cooper, yes.
Mother, is this place as bad as it seems?
Hi, Mom.
Hey, let's go fishing, Dad, right now.
Oh, just simmer down, Jeff.
Mom, we only got 2 days.
Jeff, I'm afraid the fishing isn't too good.
Have you tried it?
Every inch of that lake, not a nibble.
Well, I don't wonder. There ain't no fish in it.
But there's supposed to be fish in here.
There is, young fella. If you try that creek just south of the lake.
Mm.
should have been home hours ago.
If they're smart, they won't come back.
Charlie, look. Rainbow, speckled, golden. It's the darndest thing I ever saw.
Well, tell her what else we saw, Dad. I couldn't.
Oh, dear.
Yes, darling.
Horns. All of the hills grazing and feeding.
They're probably eating better than we are.
Oh, look at these Marys. Aren't they beauties?
Oh, beautiful.
Darling?
Well, did you have a nice walk today, Dr. Stone?
Mm-hmm, we sure did. Certainly a lot of deer up there.
Some. Did you get up to the high meadow?
I don't think so. Why?
Well, that's where the elk are.
Elk? How far up?
Oh, just past the meadow, the other side of that marsh where the ducks gather.
This place is fantastic.
We're going to be coming back here for hunting season, aren't we, Dad?
Oh, I'm afraid not, Jeff. This place will probably be closing up any day now.
This announcement comes to you as a public service.
How can we close up a place like this? I mean, with all the hunting and fishing?
Do you hunt or fish?
I might.
Then don't you realize what a sportsman's paradise you have here? Why, a lot of men would give their eye teeth to know about a place like this.
And that's what you should be selling, hunting and fishing.
Well, now, ma'am, that thought come to me once. Too late, though.
Why?
Well, I discovered how good the hunting and fishing was just about the same time we discovered we didn't rightly know how to run a place for folks to come to and enjoy themselves.
If we can't make people happy and comfortable, hunting and fishing won't do it.
Oh, but that just goes for women, Mrs. Cooper. They like things extra special on vacations. But if you give a man good hunting and fishing, he'll sleep on a hard bed and eat bread and water.
And Sonny's home cooking, that would be something extra, huh?
Oh, Charlie. I just can't convince him that I don't cook so good.
You cook fine.
Don't mind him. He loves me. And he has a cast-iron stomach.
Well, forget about all that. I promise you, just from the people I know, you'll be turning business away. You'll have enough business to hire a cook and somebody who knows how to operate a hunting and fishing lodge.
Do you really think so, Dr. Stone?
Why, once the word gets around, you'll have so much business you won't know what to do with it.
And I reckon I'd be kept busy guiding folks to the hunting and fishing, huh?
Exactly.
What about Sonny?
Oh, Charlie, don't worry about me. I'd welcome a chance to take it easy. It'd be kind of nice to sit in the lobby there behind the desk and greet folks.
No more home cooking?
I'll still cook for you, Charlie, if you want me to.
Yes, I guess you better, because I've sort of got used to it.
We don't know how to thank you folks for being so helpful.
Well, I can tell you one way you can. Just always make sure you have room for me.
You can depend on it.
Oh, thank you, Charlie.
All right, we'll see you in the morning.
Yeah,
good night.
Good night.
Good night. Hunting and fishing lodge.
Where's Jeff?
Oh, he went to bed.
Already?
He said something about getting up at 4:30. Can you imagine?
Wow, I said early. I didn't mean the middle of the night. Do you suppose there's something more interesting on another channel?
Daddy, don't touch it.
You're enjoying this?
This ought to do it.
Are you staying here?
No, ma'am. Live up the road a piece. Sort of handyman for the Coopers after school and weekends.
Oh, well, that makes it nice.
Did, but not much longer. Figure they'll be closing up soon.
Oh, no, not anymore. They're going to turn this into a hunting and fishing lodge.
That makes sense. I'd better check the antenna.
Oh, may I watch, Cliff?
Well, sure.
Daddy, I'd like to go fishing with you tomorrow.
Why?
Well, I think I should learn. It'll certainly come in handy when we all come up here again.
Doctor, don't you recognize a symptom when you see one?